Well, our deacons serve the vital role in the life of a parish. Now, depending on your parish, deacons proclaim the gospel, they deliver homilies, perform baptisms, they visit the sick, well, and generally assist the pastor wherever needed. The wife of each deacon is also formed in support of her husband to call to serve the church. Now, did you know that only 10 to 20% of parishes throughout the country do anything to promote vocations? Well, that's where Rhonda Gruenwald stepped in to make a difference. Rhonda founded Vocation Ministry, and in an effort to raise awareness of the vocation of the diaconate, Vocation Ministry is setting aside this Sunday, October 9th, as the first Deacon Sunday, and parishes nationwide are invited to celebrate their deacons and their families. Rhonda is joining me this morning to share more. Good morning, Rhonda. Thanks so much for joining the Morning Blend.
Thanks for having me. Can't wait to talk with you.
Well, this is exciting, and our listeners know I have a unique, special place in my heart for permanent deacons. Of course, I'm married to the good deacon, Scott Aiken. You listen to our show, View from the Pew, here at Mater Dei Radio. Tell us about Vocation Ministries and really how you began this ministry, not just for deacons, but for all vocations.
So it was really born out of a need in the church, because when I was asked in 2011 to come to a meeting about priests and such up at church by our new parochial vicar, Father Victor, he was tasked with resurrecting the parish vocation committee. And I didn't even know what we were talking about. I didn't even know vocations in the Catholic context in 2011, because I'm a convert. I came into the church in 1999, and I just had not heard that message about vocations. But Father Victor told me two things. He said, this is one of the most important things we could do at our parish, and every parish is supposed to be doing this. So I went home with that in my head, that knowledge that every parish is supposed to be doing this, to Google, thinking that Google and the church would tell me what to do. Step one, do this. Step two, do this. But no. So we just started praying and promoting vocations however we could at our parish. And then about 18 months into that, the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston, where I live, asked, how can we do this all over Houston? I said maybe I could write a pamphlet, but that pamphlet turned into my first book, Hundredfold, A Guide to Parish Vocation Ministry, and launching vocationministry.com. And I thought I was done. I thought, Jesus, we're good, right? I'm done now. And I end up going to this conference to speak with vocation directors, just one-on-one, say, have you heard of Hundredfold, in hopes that they would get them for their parishes. And they started asking me, can you come speak to our priests? Can you come train our parishioners? And I looked at them like they had a third eye, because I'm like, I'm a convert. There's got to be rules against that. They're not going to just let me talk to priests. I mean, come on. And they're like, no, there's nothing wrong. We need you to do this. So I started giving workshops, training priests and parishioners on how to do this too. And we've given 135 workshops in 50 dioceses since 2015.
Wow.
And then during the course of that run as well, I'd been asked, what do you have for educators? What do you have for teachers? And I didn't have anything, because I was so busy traveling the country until 2020 happened. And we all know what happened in 2020.
Sure.
So I had time. I had time. And so I wrote The Harvest, A Guide to Vocation Ministry and Education, started giving workshops to principals, teachers, all about how to do this in their schools or catechism classrooms. And so so the main ministry is workshops about priesthood, religious life, and sacramental marriage, right? Okay, this is it. And the diaconate underneath sacramental marriage, 90% of deacons are married. So that is how that all plays out. And over the course of the years, I've had on my heart to do something for our deacons, because at our own parish, when I was just a volunteer before the nonprofit was born, I saw that we had Priesthood Sunday at the end of every September. We have Priesthood Sunday. But I was like, there's nothing for our deacons. And I was friends with our deacons and their wives, and I saw how much they were doing at our parish. We have a middle-sized parish in Houston of 5,000 families. Parishes in Houston are notoriously big. And so we typically, like, there was just that 11,000 family parish this Sunday. And, you know, they have, you know, 8 to 12 deacons, you know. So they have to, there's a lot of people that have to, for ministry, have to take this on. Anyway, when I wanted to do this at my own parish and say thank you to our deacons, again, I went to Google thinking that if I put in deacon thank you, deacon appreciation, that it was going to tell me what to do or how to do it. I'm like, somebody has got to have done this before. And there was nothing. There were greeting cards. That was it, greeting cards. So we just created Deacon Sunday in 2012. We had our own Deacon Sunday at our parish to say thank you to our deacons. And then as the nonprofit went on, and it was a big hit, hundreds of parishioners came to the receptions. The line was out the door for like 20 minutes, just waiting to the reception line to talk with the deacons. It was just beautiful. And so then as the nonprofit's born, and over the years, people have said, Rhonda, what is there for deacons? We do Priesthood Sunday. We have World Priest Day in June. We have National Vocation Awareness Week, which focuses mostly on priesthood and religious life. You know, what do we have for the deacons? And so I said, we don't have anything. And that's what we are changing. That is the point of what we're doing.
Yes. Now. Well, Rhonda, let me ask you this. Within a diocese or archdiocese, we have these vocation days these celebration days that honor our priesthood. Do you find or think that maybe they're a little bit hesitant to bring awareness to the diaconate because, well, we have such a shortage of priests these days that the vocation of the priesthood or religious life maybe is focused that they want to shed the light on more so than the diaconate?
Well, sure, but we know that we still need deacons. So we can do both. I don't see there's a reason why not to do this at all just to keep the focus on priesthood. Again, there are three main times that we focus on the priesthood. We give the deacons one day. Can't we just give the deacons a day? You know, I mean, really, is that just so crazy? Yeah. I don't think so. I think it's well needed, well deserved. I think it actually would do a couple of things. A, Deacon Sunday allows for that affirmation of deacons to say thank you, that we need to say thank you to them, right? That gratitude. Not only to the deacon, but and his wife, right? In a variety of ways, this can happen. Easy things like text them, send them a card, give them a spiritual bouquet. You know, there could be very easy things that could be done this Sunday. So I don't want anybody to hear this and go, oh my gosh, there's no way I can get anything done. Oh, yes, you can.
Okay.
Oh, yes, you can. Bring a card. Bring a card to Mass that you're going to give to whichever deacon is serving. Or just, can we say thank you? How about that?
A thank yous are always so appreciated, and that is something you could remember this Sunday, October 9th. It is the first Deacon Sunday that Vocation Ministry is asking parishes across the country to participate in. The founder is Rhonda Gruenwald, and she is joining me today. Rhonda, I love this topic. Of course, our listeners would know that I would love this topic. And there's more I want to ask you about, especially about the status of the diaconate in the United States. I am coming up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue our conversation in the next half hour?
Absolutely.
I am continuing now my conversation with Rhonda Gruenwald. Rhonda is the founder of Vocation Ministry, and in an effort to raise awareness of vocations of the diaconate, Vocation Ministry is setting aside this Sunday, October 9th, as the first Deacon Sunday, and she's hoping parishes nationwide to celebrate their deacons and their families. Rhonda, thank you so much for staying with me today.
So happy to continue this wonderful conversation about the importance of the diaconate and this day that we're putting aside to say thank you to them.
As a deacon wife myself, I know when I hear that term that people often say, oh, well, the diaconate, it's just the deacon wants to be married and be a priest. As the wife of a deacon, I know that their vocation, their call to serve, wholly different than that of the priesthood and what they're called to serve our communities are. Tell our listeners a little bit about the status of the diaconate within the United States.
Well, I mean, it is an important call. I mean, it's a call within a call, really, because typically a man's going to discern marriage, you know, whether the first thing they should be discerning whether priesthood or marriage. And then if they're getting married, then later on in marriage, normally there's an age limit on each diocese has a formation on what that looks like. And in 2021, that's something around 450 new permanent deacons were ordained, which is great. Good news across the country. It mirrors, really, it's around that number for priesthood, too, for new priests coming in. But at the same time, in 2021, 900 permanent deacons either retired from ministry or passed away.
Wow.
So double the number who were ordained. So when you hear that there's a vocation crisis, it really is not just, it's across the board. It is not just priests that we're lacking. And again, the reason why I feel like a lot of people do put more emphasis on the diaconate is because because our priests are so busy. Our priests now have sometimes two and three parishes to take care of. Or they're a pastor on their own and don't have a parochial vicar now because of the lack of priests. And so what happens? More responsibility to the deacons. They are now going to be teaching RCIA, or the deacon and his wife will be working with the couples in marriage preparation. Or there's just so much more put on their plate. They do way more than just what people see on Sunday, you know? And so I think that the reason why this is so important is not just the affirmation for the deacons, but it's also to put this in the minds of maybe the men in the parish to say maybe they are called. Maybe the fact that we're doing putting on Deacon Sunday will have the men in the parish just pause and say, maybe God's calling me to this too. Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be amazing. In fact, in the Archdiocese of Seattle, they are in the early planning stages of calling the next class of deacons. Well, Deacon Sunday, well, it's coming up on October 9th. Rhonda Gruenwald joining the show today. She is the founder of Vocation Ministry, joining us today to talk about the permanent diaconate. Well, it is going to be celebrated this Sunday, the second Sunday of October from here on out. What's the significance of that timing?
Oh, that's a good question. In for Vocation Ministry, our goal is to get ministries going in every parish, and actually even like Catholic schools to have a small team or a ministry that's going to focus on these days in the calendar to promote vocations. So if I tried to put Deacon Sunday at St. Lawrence's feast day or St. Stephen's feast day, one in August, one December 26th, neither one of those days are good to have big celebrations in a parish.
Okay.
Because vacations happen, right? People aren't around. And I didn't want it to lose steam. I didn't want it to be, oh, well, it's because we have it on St. Lawrence's feast day, but it's because it's this certain day, we can't get people to come. I didn't want that to happen. So what we did is we took Priesthood Sunday, which is the last Sunday of September each year, and just went a couple of weeks out from that so that it's more like that the clergy in general, this is their time for appreciation, is they're connected because they are connected. They are both ordained ministers in our church. So that's kind of how it all came about, that this is a good time for a lot of things to happen in a parish because everybody's involved, and that's why you get a lot of fall festivals happening at this time. But it's a good time to do things in the parish.
Well, if you are hoping to celebrate your deacon in your parish, there are some great resources available. Rhonda, tell our listeners a little bit about your webpage and what they're going to find, specifically ways that they can celebrate their permanent deacon.
So if they go to vocationministry.com under the events tab, they can go down to Deacon Sunday. And I have their prayers of the faithful. That if a liturgy coordinator is listening, all they have to do is go there and they can pop a few of those into the prayers of the faithful for this weekend. Done. I've got a bulletin blurb, a mass announcement. And I love one of the things I have there is a get to know your deacon questionnaire. And so it's 25 questions on getting to know your deacon better. And that way you know how to affirm him. For example, it asks him, you know, how many siblings does he have? What's his favorite hobby? Who taught him his faith? How did he meet his wife? Anyway, it's just a way to affirm him even better. So we also have a thank you card there, and we have prayer cards for deacons that can be used at any time, not just even Deacon Sunday. So I hope that is helpful to everybody.
Oh, well, fantastic. Any day to celebrate our vocations. It's a wonderful weekend. And coming up this weekend, well, an occasion to celebrate our deacons. Well, Rhonda, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for all of your efforts and founding the first Deacon Sunday coming up this weekend. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
And again, that's Rhonda Gruenwald. So she is the founder of Vocation Ministries. If you want to find out more information for your parish, some of the information that Rhonda was just talking about, I'm going to add a link to the website that Rhonda was talking about. It's going to get you right to the resources for the first Deacon Sunday. Also find out more information about the other resources available through Vocation Ministry. You're going to find that link on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com, and of course, the Hail Mary Media app.